Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, it's Friday, time for a bonus. And today we're going to talk about a posture for navigating the world with more sanity. And it's not just a physical posture. I mean, it is that, but it's also sort of a psychological one. And it's a mixture of compassion and equanimity. I won't say too much because I'll let our expert, Roshi Joan Halifax, our teacher du jour, take over. Just so you know, Roshi Joan, who you may be familiar with, she's been on the show many times. But for the uninitiated, she's a Buddhist teacher and anthropologist, a leader in the field of end-of-life care, an author, a Zen priest, and the founder of Upaya Institute and Zen Center in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I will let her take it from here.
Welcome. I'm Joan Halifax. Now is an important time for us to be grounded and to cultivate equanimity. Equanimity is not bypassing or ignoring the challenges we're facing. Actually, it means keeping a broad perspective and a clear mind when it comes to what is going on in the world at this time. And hopefully we act in a way that is highly principled. I'm going to share with you a meditation practice that I hope will nourish that sensibility in you. So let's get started. Take a few moments to get settled on your seat, whether you're on a cushion or a chair. And if you wish, allow your eyes to close gently. And notice the sensation of your body sitting. Sense the support of your seat and allow yourself to relax into it. Now gently shift your attention to your spine. Sense your spine without evaluating or judging. Your back is a physical metaphor that points toward your natural capacity to uphold yourself in the midst of difficulties, to be balanced, to hold all beings and things in equal regard. And this is called equanimity. Your ability to be present for whatever is happening in any given moment. Now breathe into your back a sense of energy and breathe out any tension. You can remind yourself of the value of equanimity by silently saying, "Strong back." Now gently and firmly shift your attention to your chest. Sense that tender open space in the center of your chest. Rest in this openness. And notice if there is a sense of warmth or care there. Care that you could extend to others, or compassion for suffering in the world. Notice the sensations in the body and in the heart. strong back, soft front, equanimity and compassion. These two qualities are two sides of the same coin. Strong back, soft front. Please remind yourself often to bring the spirit of this practice into your everyday life. Now, if your eyes have been closed, you can open them up and include the world in this moment. And may this practice that we've shared truly be a benefit to others. Thank you.
Big thanks to Roshi Joan. One thing to say before we let you go. Recently, I was reflecting on a conversation I had earlier this year with Lama Rod Owens, who's a brilliant meditation teacher. He also wrote a book called Love and Rage. And we were talking about the importance of establishing a meditation practice during good times.
I think this is a quote from Bruce Lee, where he says that in crisis, we don't rise to our expectations, but we fall to our training. I don't think that's precisely the quote, but that's the gist, that in a crisis, we are only embodying our training. I think sometimes we sit and say, okay, well, in a crisis, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. I'm going to be really clear, and I'm going to know exactly what to do. But when a crisis happens, actually what happens is I just fall into my practice. Whatever my practice was before the crisis, that's where I'm at. So if I don't have a practice, then it's very difficult. My teachers always said, you know, it's really important to practice during the good times. Practice really hard during the good times, during the times where there's not a crisis, where you're not overwhelmed. Really take advantage of those times, because when something really happens, then sometimes we don't have the space to consciously say, okay, I'm going to pay attention to my thoughts. I'm going to create spaciousness and all of that. Sometimes we just don't think about it.
I play that clip because if you're in a position where you're starting to feel like you have your feet back under you, maybe you've even had them back under you for a while, now could be a great time to start building that level of practice that can catch you when inevitably you're buffeted by crises, whether big or small. As you know, I talk on this podcast quite a bit about our companion meditation app. On that app, which is really my baby, I love that app, you can find guided meditations and also video/audio courses, all of them featuring some of the world's best teachers and scientists. You can also find short talks, which are filled with relatable wisdom on topics ranging from happiness to anxiety and beyond. We also have one-on-one coaching from really experienced meditators, and those folks can help you keep your practice consistent and of a high quality. Right now, we're offering 40% off the price of a year-long subscription to the app. The offer lasts until June 1st. Hopefully, this discount will give you a nudge if you need one. Of course, nothing is permanent. So, as I said, the deal ends on June 1st. And if you want to get it, go to 10percent.com/May. That's 10%, one word, all spelled out. .com/May for 40% off your subscription. We'll see you back here on Monday for a fresh episode on a very timely topic, patience. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to the best one yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to the best one yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.